I would answer questions, sisters. You are not kidding. Thanks for the questions. What is the difference between the soul? What is the difference between the soul and the will? Well, the soul is the spiritual part of our body. The soul is called the principle of our natural life. The soul is what God creates. At the moment we are conceived in our mother's womb, as soon as the ovum is fertilized, God creates the soul out of nothing and pours, that's the verb we use, pours the soul into the fertilized ovum, and that is a human being. The soul is what lives on when our body dies. Sisters, none of us will ever die. Only our bodies will die. The soul is immortal and can live independent of the body. Now the will. The soul has two main powers. One power is the mind to think, and the other is the will to choose. So, what's the difference between the will and the soul? The soul is the power. The soul is the principle of life of the body. The will is the power of the soul. And the will has three powers. It can, first of all, desire. Secondly, the will can choose. And thirdly, the will can love. So the will is that part of the soul which can desire, choose, and love. The soul is, I repeat, that which gives the natural life to our bodies. And when the soul is in sanctifying grace, it gets another soul. The soul of the soul is sanctifying grace. The soul is the principle, PLE, the source of our natural life of the body. Sanctifying grace is the soul of the soul. Sanctifying grace gives the supernatural life to the soul. The soul gives natural life to the body. Father, when a non-baptized baby dies, will he go to hell? No. A non-baptized baby, first of all, over the centuries, the church has always taught when an unbaptized baby dies, it will be happy for all eternity. Always. But now especially since the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we may believe that that unbaptized baby who dies, say, before, even before birth. He may believe that unbaptized baby will go to heaven, but we're not sure. What we are sure is that baby, he'll be happy for all eternity. And so we use the word limbo, which the Church allows us to believe that at least the unbaptized baby that dies will be happy for all eternity, but not necessarily see the face of God, which is, as you know, the beatific vision. But now the Catechism of the Catholic Church says we may believe, and we believe, that unbaptized baby dies before reaching the age of reason. We may believe that unbaptized baby goes to heaven. Thank you. Animals and plants, do they have souls? If they have, what kind of soul is it? Well, the English language is not much help, as I've said, in teaching the Catholic faith. So that, strictly speaking, only a human being has a soul. Animals, therefore, we may use the language, but better not. Animals have what we call a source, or a principle, again, clearly, of life. Not just animals, but plants. Animals, as we know, die. Plants die. That which gives either a plant or an animal life is not immortal. It is not a spiritual being. Our souls are spiritual beings. Our souls, once God creates them out of nothing, our parents do not give us our souls. Once a child is conceived, and God, as I said, creates a soul to animate that child's body, that soul will never die. So we use the word for plants and animals. They have a principle, a source of life. So, do they have souls? Not as we commonly and correctly speak of soul. Soul, the word soul, is to be reserved for the principle of life in human beings. Once the animal's body dies, that principle of life, clearly, dies with the body of the animal or the plant. Unlike our souls are immortal from the moment they are created. Some children in our Sunday school, whose parents are not practicing Catholics, question us, why do they come to Mass? So our parents are not coming. Andre explained this to them. Well, of course, very kind and very prudent. But tell them, your parents, if they are supposed to be Catholics, should go to Mass. Sister, you may be surprised. The first thing you should tell the children, tell your parents you want them to come with you to Mass.